You know, Marvin, we have the house to ourselves since Jeffy's out playing bowl the ball with his friends.
You mean bowling?
Oh, that's a clever name for it, Marvin. They should call it that.
They do.
Well, they will now since you said it. Well, Marvin, you should go downstairs and lock the front door.
Ooh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, we don't want just anybody walking in because who knows where we'll end up.
Okay, I'll go lock it. Let me just lock the door.
Marvin, hurry!
Ooh, freaking time! All right, Jeffy, I have a 115. That means you have to get a 9 to tie or 10 points to win.
I'm going to get a strut.
Oh, yeah, you know you're not.
It's going, it's going!
Jeffy, you got a 7. That means you have to get 2 to tie and all of them to win.
Well, I'm going to get all of them.
Yeah, right. You can't get all of them. You're going to lose.
No, I'm not. I'm going to win.
Yeah, we'll see about that, guys.
Right.
All right, Jeffy. You got this. All you got to do is get 3 little pins and you win.
He didn't get a single pin. You suck at bowling, Jeffy. You lose.
I don't suck at bowling.
I hate losing at bowling. And I hate locked doors more. Let's try that again. That's one way to gain time.
Oh, baby, that was amazing.
Marvin, you didn't even make it to 5 Mississippis.
I made it to 4 Mississippis, and that's a new record. How many Mississippis do you need?
Mama needs a lot of Mississippis. And then you can name all 50 states and start on countries.
All right, baby, let's watch a movie. What do you want to watch?
Let's watch Came in 60 Seconds. I mean, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay.
Marvin, you should go unlock the door downstairs in case Jeffy comes home.
Good idea, baby.
What the? Pinecone dick.
What?
Acorn balls.
Jeffy, I'm being serious. You need to listen to me right now.
Old cherry stem dick curves to the side.
Jeffy, listen to me. Did you throw a bowling ball through the front door?
No, but you seem mad.
I am mad, Jeffy, because someone threw a bowling ball through the front door and you went bowling with your friends.
I didn't go bowling with my friends. I've been here all night. I don't even like bowling. Bowling's gay.
So you're telling me you didn't go bowling with your friends?
Nope.
Well, someone threw a bowling ball through the front door.
I know, and I heard it too. And whoever did it, they did it twice, because the first time, the bowling ball didn't break the glass.
How do you know?
I don't know, I heard it.
Well, Jeffy, if you're telling me the truth, did you throw a bowling ball through the front door?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the cops and find out who did it.
Yeah, and I think you should, too, because there's a bowling ball bandit on the loose going around throwing bowling balls at people's front doors because it's locked.
Okay, well, How'd you know the door was locked?
Lucky guess.
All right, well, I'm calling the cops. If I find out it was you, you're so grounded. You're going to military school. You're going to be kicked out on the streets. I'm going to make sure you never step foot in this house again.
Old bowling pin dick.
Jeffy, stop. Ow! Okay, I'll see you then. Please hurry.
Marvin, what was all that shouting?
Someone threw a bowling ball through our front door.
What?
Yeah, there's glass everywhere. I just called the cops and they're on their way.
What? Who would do that?
I have no idea. Someone who wanted to cause our life a lot of problems. That must be the cops. I'm coming.
Hey, you don't even have to open the door. I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
What's up, brother?
What was that?
I don't know. Just a thing people are saying.
This is serious. There's broken glass all on my door.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who did you piss off? The Incredible Hulk? No? Yeah, I can do better. Who knocked on your front door last? The Incredible Hulk? Yeah, it's not really working, is it? Okay, how about this? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not the glass in your front door, because I'm the Incredible Hulk, and when I knocked, it broke the glass.
Stop with the Incredible Hulk jokes. They're not funny.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's working. Who did you piss off? A rock thrower? You know, because they say don't throw rocks at glass houses. In glass houses? Who did you piss off? The Rock? Painted green, so he looks like the Incredible Hulk?
But take this seriously! Listen, a crime was committed. Someone broke into my house with a bowling ball.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll come in. But, do I open the door or just crawl in through the hole?
Just crawl in!
This is silly.
See, look, there's a bowling ball right here, and someone threw this through my door, and look at all this glass.
Did they steal anything?
No, they just threw the bowling ball and left.
My God. I can only think of one man who would leave a bowling ball as a calling card.
Who?
Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams? Who's that?
Yeah, let's come upstairs and I'll tell you. Let's get away from all this glass.
Okay.
Oh, good, Marvin. The cops are here. What's he saying?
I have a story about who I think the perp is. Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams?
Yeah, sit back. Let me tell you about him. So you remember the story about my nemesis in high school, Billy Bowlinghams, who lost his hands in a train accident, replaced them with bowling balls. He was really good at bowling. I challenged him to a swimming race. He drowned. You know the story. Well, Billy had a younger brother named Bobby Bowlinghams. I had a woodshop class with him, and he was so sad about his brother Billy dying that while we were cutting wood for a wooden race car project, he cut his hands off and replaced them with bowling balls like his brother. Ironically, he wasn't as good at bowling. He wanted to avenge his brother's death by getting payback on me, so he asked me if he could wash my car to save up cash for his brother's funeral, so I felt bad for him and I told him yes, but washing a car with bowling ball hands went about as well as you'd expect. He dented my car all over and smashed the windshield. I was so mad, I just knew he did it on purpose. Then, at prom, I was with my hot date, and I asked Bobby if he would get me a glass of punch, so he tried to grab the ladle to pour some punch into the cup, but his bowling ball hands smashed the bowl and made the punch spill all over my date and my rented white suit. It was so embarrassing. I just know Bobby did it on purpose. So I just know that bowling ball through your front door was because of Bobby. He's always trying to make my life more inconvenient just because his brother died.
Well, that would make sense if there was a bowling ball through your front door, but the bowling ball went through my front door. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's the genius of Bobby. He's a born tactician. Every move is a pawn off the board. He's playing four-dimensional chess, Marvin. He knows that I'm over here all the time because he's probably been following me. So he knew that you would have me fix your front door for $500, and of course I'm going to do it because it's $500.
I wasn't going to ask you to fix my door. I was going to call a company.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's exactly the genius of it. He knew you were going to say no, and I would want $500. So I'm going to go downstairs and fix your front door, and you're going to give me $500, just like Bobby wants us to do, because if we go off script, he's going to come up with something even worse. This way, whenever he shows up, we'll be ready for him. That ought to do it. All right, Marvin, the door's fixed.
What is this?
A fixed door?
Well, no, I didn't want wood. I wanted glass right here.
What, so another bowling ball can come crashing through? I don't think so, Marvin. This is Brazilian mahogany. Nothing's breaking through that, except for maybe the Incredible Hulk. But you're not going to see him or piss him off, because he's not even real. And even if he was, I don't know why he would come here. He'd be at my house, because I have animal crackers. I think he'd like that.
Well, no, I want a whole new door.
A whole new door! You know, Marvin, like the song from Aladdin? Don't you dare close your eyes.
Listen. I wanted a brand new door with glass. Because how am I going to see who's at the door if someone comes to the door?
Well, that's exactly the point, Marvin. It'll be a surprise every time. It could be a serial killer, or it could be an Amazon Prime package. You won't know until you open the door.
Go get me a new door.
Okay, well, you owe me $500 for this.
I'm not paying $500 for this crappy duct tape job.
Okay, well, give me $500 and I'll go buy you a new door.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's $500.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just take this and go to the door store. Here I go, to the door store. Okay, I'll be back. Sure I will.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll be back. And then I said, sure I will. Just reassuring you that I will be back.
You better come back.
I will. Sure I will.
Marvin, did he fix the front door?
I mean, not really. He just put wood over where the glass used to be.
Oh, no, Marvin. What are we going to do? What if Bobby Bowlinghams comes back?
Baby, I don't think there ever was a Bobby Bowlinghams. I think he just wanted an excuse to make $500.
Well, what do we do, Marvin?
I don't know. I just wish there was a way that we could really see what happened to our front door.
Hey, we could always check the Nest doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, baby. Check the app. Okay. See what the footage says.
Let's see. Oh, Marvin?
It was Jimmy!
Marvin, we should have known.
Oh, give me that phone. I'm going to go beat some ass. Oh, I'll beat some ass tonight. Jimmy!
Jeffy's not here at the moment. Please leave a message after the...
Jeffy, I can't wait to see you try to get out of this one. So earlier, I asked you if you threw a bowling ball through the front door, and you said...
Fuck no.
Exactly. Now press play on this video, and you tell me what you see.
That is not me.
Oh, that's not you?
No, that's my cousin. First name Ree, middle name Tar, last name Did.
Oh, so that's not you, that's your cousin?
Yep.
Jeffy, I know that dude, and why did you do it?
Well, someone decided to lock the front door. How else was I supposed to get in?
Ring the doorbell!
Too hard.
Oh, that's it. I'm beating the some ass. You bend over. Some ass beating's about to happen.
You cannot touch me, or else I will call Child Protective Services on your bitch ass. Ow, 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 help, help. Hey, hey, stop it.
Jimmy, that is it. I am going to go in your piggy bank, and I'm going to take all the money so I can buy a new door.
You don't touch my piggy bank, you bitch.
Me. Oh, Jeffy's gonna get it now.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm gonna break open Jeffy's piggy bank and get my money back from my door.
Marvin, don't!
Mommy, stop him!
I don't know what to do!
You asked for this, young man, and now you're gonna get it.
No, Piggy, no! Ah, Daddy, no! You bitch! You whore!
What? Pennies? Where don't your money go, Jeffy?
Money laundering, bitch!
Oh, that is the hell of a shit,
Marvin, let go of him!
I need money for my door!
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we can do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no! What made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick. That made me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys. Let's watch that.
Okay. Well, I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
But this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
You know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do they pay?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
They didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will, though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on this goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
Homosexual?
That, thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. Guys, we just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit in the sink for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days, and we charge $1,000 a piece? We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want, and before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in their garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be like Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh my god, okay guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
Alright guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them. Go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God, how many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God, if all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out, I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys, I got the Capri Sun.
What the fuck, Joseph? You got Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's going to want to go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's going to be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put them on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiny, you're supposed to say ahoy like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on. Let me ask the captain. Hey, captain. Do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do. You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay. Well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boynie, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right. Well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you got to pay in cash on the poop cruise.
That's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof? Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our Wild Cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm going to be your captain, Captain Hunk. So this is going to be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment going to be?
Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a best body contest. And just so you know, the captain is going to be competing, and I'm also the judge. It's going to be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boynie.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a Wild Cherry Capri Sun. We only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we going to do when they find out there's no Wild Cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just going to be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is going to come up. I mean, I only put, like, 2 flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go give them, I'm going to get Chef Peepee to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to tan the sausage.
All right, who's hungry? The chef is ready to serve you lunch.
Well, we're not really hungry. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, well, on this cruise, you keep eating, because the more you eat, the more you shit, and you got to fill up that bucket. So everyone, welcome Chef Peepee!
Hey, what's up, party people? Who's ready to share?
Me!
I can hear you! Who's ready to share?
Me!
It doesn't sound like you guys are ready to shit. Who's ready to shit?
Me, goddammit!
Oh, that's the spirit! Alright, are you ready to eat, though? I got some taco seeds, some beef and cheese taquitos.
Oh, well, these look frozen.
Oh, Boynie, that's why the sun's out. There's no roof. The sun's gonna cook them.
Oh, they've thought of everything.
Attention, passengers. We will now be departing port for the deep end. Hey, Junior, what are these? Hot legs or hot dogs?
Those are Ken's legs.
Damn right.
Are you really going to go out in the deep end of the pool and sit on a boat with them for 7 days while they shit in a bucket?
No, Junior, I was just going to hop off the boat and then push it into the deep end. I don't want to be out here with them. They're going to be shitting.
Well, I thought you were supposed to go down with the ship. You're the captain.
I'm not really a captain, Junior. We're in your fucking pool. We already made our $2,000. Let's just go.
Oh, okay, so... All right, guys, me and the captain have to push the boat out into the middle of the ocean. Come on.
You hear that, Karen? We're going out to sea. Oh, as soon as we're out there, I'm shitting. I've never shit in international waters before.
Oh, Boynie, I'm so excited for you. It's a new milestone.
All right, Cody, push.
Yeah!
Have fun.
We're moving, Karen. We're moving.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a train, Karen.
What are we on?
This is the life, Karen.
Oh, Boynie, I think I gotta go doo-doo, Boynie.
Well, the bucket's right there if you need it.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little constipated, actually. You know what would help? Some Wild Cherry Capri Suns. That'd get things moving. Hello? Can we get our Wild Cherry Capri Suns, please? What we paid for? We're in international waters now, so we can drink them. Hello? What? Wild Cherry? Where is everybody?
Well, I'd say that was a success.
$2,000.
Pretty good day.
So how are we supposed to split 2,000 3 ways?
Well, that would be about...
No, don't say it. I can do it. I'm smart. I want to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, I got this. There's $2,000. There's 3 of us. $1,000 a person.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. No, don't tell me.
$800 a person.
No.
Hold on, $700
a person. No.
$500 a piece, motherfucker. Give me my money.
Oh, that's right. He did help.
Okay, yeah. $500 each.
Nice.
I'm so fucking sick, Karen. I'm tired of shitting in a bucket, and I'm all dehydrated from all the diarrhea, and I already drank all the Pacific Cola Capri Suns. They lied to us, Karen. They never had Wild Cherry.
Boydie, we're all out of taquitos, Boydie. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna fucking die out here, Karen. It's all hot because this boat has no roof. We paid $2,000 to die in a boat. I don't even think this is a real cruise, Karen. I think those kids lied to us. I think this is just their fucking pool.
All right, guys, are you ready to record our demo for the record label so they sign Lizard Guts and we become the biggest band in the world?
Oh, yeah, dude, we're going to be the biggest band ever. Let's rock out. I got the drums ready.
Wait, we're recording it in a voice memo on your phone?
How else we record it, Cody?
Yeah, it gives it that authentic mixtape sound, dude.
Okay.
All right, our first song for the demo is called MILFs.
Ooh, nice choice of song. I love MILFs.
Yeah, it's about hot moms.
What about hot dads?
Ew.
Ew, yeah, that's gross, Cody. Shut up. All right.
Do you know you unplugged my cheese shredder?
My what?
My cheese shredder. I was shredding cheese over here.
Yeah, you were shredding cheese, but you interrupted the entire song. You couldn't hear my vocals.
Yeah, dude, I was trying to rock out to you. You couldn't even hear my drums.
Guys, I'm like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arch nemesis. I'm the fucking shredder, okay? I'm shredding more than Tony Hawk.
I know you're shredding, Cody, but you need to calm down with the shredding because this song has no shredding, okay? It's all about MILFs. No shredding. You can't hear my vocals. You're making the song all about you.
Okay, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, dude, I got a voice too. I want to be heard.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll agree with you on that. I guess our first song for the demo should have all of us singing, and it shouldn't be about MILFs. It should be about our rock band, Lizard Guts.
No MILFs?
Yeah. Well, the MILFs will come in a minute. Well, we'll get the MILFs from our first song, Lizard Guts.
Mm, okay, I like that.
All right, so let me plug back in your shredder.
Thank you.
Your paper shredder, whatever you call it. And we'll record the next song. Okay, guys, with this song, we're going to let the world know who the fuck we are. We're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're Lizard Guts.
Lizard Guts!
All right.
Sound like we're fucking Lizard Guts?
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
But that's the thing. It sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
What? Ooh, see, that's what I thought I heard.
Well, no. It's we're fucking Lizard Guts. The name of our band's Lizard Guts. We're telling people who the fuck we are.
Yeah, but when you said that, didn't you hear it? We're fucking Lizard Guts, how that sounds bad?
Yeah, it kind of sounds weird. You didn't hear it, dude?
I mean, now that you're pointing out that it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, but we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, it sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
No, we're not having sex with Lizard Guts. People know we're not having sex with Lizard Guts. That's gross.
Dude, we're not going to get MILFs if they think we're having sex with lizards.
Oh, okay, well, we're not having sex with lizards. No one thought we were having sex with lizards.
I don't know. You're kind of giving off the impression that we're having...
No one thought we were having sex with lizards until Cody brought up we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Even at the beginning of the song, you talk about taking your pants off.
Because I got Lizard Guts on my pants. I stepped on the lizard.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with the rest of the song.
Because I'm telling the origin of why we call ourselves Lizard Guts, because I stepped on a lizard, his guts went everywhere, he got on my pants and took them off, yeah, they went pants on my, but lizard guts on my pants.
I just don't think that should be part of the song.
Right. That's what I was thinking, dude. I thought we were bending over lizards.
Well, no, you never thought we were bending over lizards. You knew who we were talking about, who the fuck we are, and then Cody decides to put that gross image in everyone's mind.
I just don't think we should phrase it like we're fucking lizard guts. It doesn't sound good.
Okay, so we're supposed to say we're lizard guts?
Maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't flow right. We need a word between we're and lizard guts. We're freaking lizard guts? Would that be better?
It's not very metal, no.
Okay, we're fucking lizard guts. How about this? If we just have a logo for our band showing that we're lizard guts, and doesn't show that us we're humping lizards, nobody's going to think that.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so everyone go draw their own version of the Lizard Guts logo, and we'll take a group vote of whose drawing's the best.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'll do that. Okay, did everyone do their drawing? Mine's the best, so we're going to save mine for last.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, just the word lizard guts, squishing a lizard's guts out.
That is actually really good, Jody.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, Joseph, what's yours?
I don't want to go, dude.
No, come on, Joseph. We want to see it.
Yeah, show us.
No, I don't want to show mine. No.
We're all supposed to make one, and we all group vote who's the best. So let's
Cody
see yours.
Already won, Cody.
No, Cody, not win. You haven't seen mine.
I'm sure yours is good.
Yeah, let's see yours, Joseph.
All right. Here, that's mine.
Wow. Cool, buddy.
That's just... cool.
Yeah, that's great.
See, that's why I didn't want to show y'all mine.
No. It's actually really good. Like that's the lizard. And...
Yeah, and I like his tongue.
Yeah, it's not like... That's his guts.
Oh.
What?
That's not his tongue?
No, his guts are starting to come out. Lizard guts. Oh. I would be lizard... Yeah, that would be lizard tongue.
Well, hey, he's green. That's cool.
Man, fuck y'all.
I thought that was his tongue. Now it is bad if that's not.
No,
bad.
No,
it is yours.
Huh? Oh, okay, you guys want to see mine?
Mine's bad.
Behold.
Okay, now, Junior, this is kind of the opposite of what we
were. What are you talking about? Look, his guts are coming out of his mouth. It spells lizard guts. There's me squishing them.
Dude, no. You're humping that lizard.
Yeah, Junior, you're humping his fucking guts.
No, I'm not. I have him in a chokehold.
No.
Bro, you're penetrating it. That's doggy style.
That's lizard style.
Oh, no, guys, I have him in a chokehold. I'm squeezing the guts out of his throat. Look at that.
No, you are fucking that lizard.
What? I'm squeezing his anus out of his mouth.
No, guys, he is. I'm riding the lizard. Not riding him.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking lizard. I'm having a chokehold, and I'm squeezing his throat, and his guts are coming out spelling lizard guts.
I mean, I like the words. I just don't like how you're getting them out by, like, fucking them.
I'm not fucking them, Cody. I'm not doing that. This is not. Okay, what else? Well, how would you do it? How would you have done it?
Oh, well, I would just have, like, a giant foot crushing him, because that's what you said in the story, right? You crushed him?
Yeah.
I am crushing him with my body weight.
You stomped on him, right?
With your penis. Not bad.
What? I think you should be stomping on it, if anything.
Okay, fuck. I'll change it. Okay, guys, I fix it. Big old foot crushing the lizard.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Big ass foot. Ooh, you know I like feet, bro. Wait. Is that a dude's foot? Ew, why didn't you put a girl's foot? You know, a pedicure one.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be my foot, but now you're saying, oh my god, I should have done Margot Robbie's foot.
Oh, dude,
that
yes.
would have been so hot. Yeah, with the toes, guys, the pink toes.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
What? No, we need feet on the poster. People love feet.
No, Joseph, he's right. We're missing the point. The whole point is we're supposed to have a cool drawing for our band, and that was my foot crushing the lizard, and his guts are coming out spelling the name of the band. So let's vote who had the best drawing. Mine? Cody's. Or Joseph's.
I mean, obviously, I like mine.
I like the feet.
Yeah, I like mine, too. So you're outvoted 2-1. We're going mine. Meh.
Okay, I guess we'll use that one.
You're not going to fight for your drawing, Cody?
No, I'm outvoted, and you're not fucking it anymore.
So. What? I was never fucking it, Cody. I was had it in a chokehold, and then his guts were coming out spelling the name. I had him in a chokehold.
Dude, all we needed is a leash and some baby oil. You would definitely be at a freak off.
You guys are just upset because I didn't add you. If I would have added all three of us, would you have been happy?
Yeah. No, I don't want to be part of a lizard train.
Yeah. Lizard train?
Yeah, it's not our band.
Well, we're not running a train. I hate you guys. You guys are stupid. But look, we're going with my drawing, and while we were doing our drawings, I emailed the little snippet sample of the song to a record label, and they actually said they liked the song, and they said they wanted to come over and speak to us because they have some questions about our morals.
No.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, we get rich.
That must be him. All right, guys. Hey, Joseph, grab the drawing, and let's go talk to the guy.
Okay, dude.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this where I can find the band Lizard Guts?
Yeah, you're looking right at him, and we're ready to negotiate, so come on in.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but I'll come in and ask you a few questions.
All right, come on.
Well, boys, I heard the song you sent me, and I have a few questions.
Are you wondering how we shred so much?
That's me shredding.
No, it's not that. I was just wondering if you...
How much money we want for our first contract?
Because we want 7 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In American money.
No, that's not it. I was wondering if you boys, fuck lizards guts.
What? No, we do not.
Well, in the song, well, I'll just play it. We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking. See, hear that? You said you're fucking lizard guts, and then in the background you say, we're fucking.
See, I told you, people gonna think we have sex with lizards.
We do not have sex with lizards. When I'm saying we're fucking lizard guts, I'm saying we are fucking lizard guts.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Well, no, our band name is Lizard Guts, and I'm telling people who the fuck we are. It's like if SpongeBob said, I'm SpongeBob fucking square pants.
Yeah, it would sound like he was fucking square pants.
No.
You're confusing people, dude.
Lizard Guts. Well, our band is called Lizard Guts. And Joseph, show him the drawing. Oh. This drawing will clear any confusion. Yeah. Joseph, the drawing.
Yeah. This drawing is definitely going to clear it up.
Well, it certainly clears it up. You're humping that lizard's guts out.
Wait, Joseph, you grabbed the wrong drawing?
Dude, my bad. I got confused. I didn't mean to grab that one.
It's supposed to be a foot.
You're fucking a foot?
No, a foot is supposed to be smashing the lizard. I'm not supposed to be choking it. I mean, it's in a chokehold, by the way. I'm not humping it.
He's definitely not penetrating it. He wouldn't do that.
I have clothes on. How can it be penetrating? Listen, it's supposed to be a foot crushing the lizard with his guts coming out. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne did bite a bat's head off on stage, so I suppose if you boys fucked a lizard, that could sell tickets.
We're not trying to fuck lizards on stage. That's gross. People aren't going to want to listen to us if we do that.
I think they might be expecting it after that song, but hey, I'll tell you what. I hit this iguana with my car on the way here. Yeah, if you boys just take turns on it, I'll get a preview of what the show will be like.
We're not going to bang a lizard. Joseph, you bang a lizard?
No, I'm not banging a lizard. I want to bang Mills, not lizards.
Cody, will you bang a lizard?
I'm not banging that lizard.
Okay. I will attempt to bang it. I don't know how you...
Dude. Really?
I don't think so, kid. This isn't gonna work. I don't think people are gonna want to see this. It's just gross.
Wait, look, can you sign it? Oh!
Have some self-respect, Junior.
Yeah, damn, nigga, a little dignity. Come on, what's wrong with you? Jesus. Get off the fucking lizard!
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing that Donald Duck costume. Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, listen, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You're stupid as hell, goofing, dumbass, retarded ass little boy.
Come on! Holy shit, you got to play a band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny. He's so stupid.
Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not missing this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We got to find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just...
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never call me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
What?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress, just like the one that was named after the fruit.
Okay, don't shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice. Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and terrell yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zeedle. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Marvin?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh my God!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes. So do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes. I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes. Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kid by steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese. It's very expensive.
What? No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it is good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do in fact want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why do they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids' fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh my god! What are you doing?
Remodeling! I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me! A closet won't fit right there!
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good!
Give me that hammer! I can't believe you would do this! What's wrong with you?
Oh my god, Daddy, he's crazy! I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall!
That's not true! Give me that video!
Alright, ma'am, there's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese, and I'm gonna need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese, and I have to take this from you.
Wait, why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going to eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Marvin, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with your little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. Get it right. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Don't stop on the knee!
Don't stay away! No!
I'm making a bad
no!
Stop on the knee!
No! Daddy, look what he did! He shattered balls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're setting a filthy rock to the liar!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
What have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeh steak.
What? $400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's Grape Juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top-shelf stuff.
I ordered the piggy mac and cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the videos.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Guys, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Lewis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God, baby, look at this. What? Lewis is deranged.
Yeah, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh, my, he is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer. He tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. It's crazy.
Oh, my, let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's a little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly is all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because like you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
Right, Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Oh, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing that?
I don't know, Marvin.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first.
Get out of my house with that weak-ass shit!
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, damn! Oh, ouch!
Oh, you just got served by the 8th Judicial District of the State of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh God, fuck.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, I wasn't drinking now.
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life. Hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Pepe. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll rub my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow. grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush, am I right, Marvin? Up top! Hell yeah.
So...
Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called... No. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by... Well, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge, and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open-heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well... I mean, come on, you have to know how to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. You know, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Hello?
Marvin!
What, who's this?
It's Bob!
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
Pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was a random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, what, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have the $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt a solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got pissed.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it until I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it until I see a Dave & Buster's.
No.
Golf, golf.
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Malkovich!
Bob, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight to my door. You know, I heard that the small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No. And a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Okay, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, well, how much does he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. No, rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the nighttime.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something. All right, Bob, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes. Me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh, my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream. We're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm. He will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. My glasses. Oh shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints on the glasses.
Oh shit, Marvin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh shit. Oh man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You got my money?
Yeah, that is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, Mkay! A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
They got my fingerprint, and they saw the tattoo on my face!
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my mom.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo removal machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go try to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. Oh, so is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning if the judge sees the tattoo and they saw it on the news. I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I could just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time. Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Yeah, sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn. Look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn, it is so blue. See, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father! I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please, look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet, and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word, are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No, it's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear, it's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, there's nothing to look at. This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see. Yeah. Hmm. It is very bruised. My word. Your bruise is exactly the same shape as Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
That's weird because I hit it on the toilet bowl.
Wait a minute. Wasn't somebody with a Mike Tyson face tattoo wanted for robbing a bank?
I never heard of that. That must be a dream.
Bailiff, come here. Check his DNA and fingerprints to see if they match the ones left behind at the scene of the robbery. If they do match, I sentence you to 25 years in prison!
Oh, okay, but I'm not even here for all that. I'm here for the hotel vandalization.
You're right. Yes, let's wrap this up in one nice big bow, shall we? If your DNA and fingerprints do match the robbery, then I'll find you guilty of the vandalism as well. But if they don't, you're free to go. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, here are your fingerprints, and here are the fingerprints from the bank robber. If these two match, you're going to jail. I just can't tell the difference between these, can you?
I mean, I think they're super different.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't tell. I'm not good at this. It's like one of those spot the difference pictures. I just can't do it.
I mean, I just feel like this side's darker than that one.
I mean, if you say so, man, I'll have to take your word for it. I guess I could get like a pen and go through it like a maze, but that would take fucking forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a point because of just how different it would, they'd be so different.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you stare at it, you look at a wall and you see Jesus. No, it's just squiggles.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they're just so different.
I'm gonna have to take your word for it. I can't do these. That's another thing I'm not good at, you know? I'm not good at telling the difference between fingerprints, I'm not good at skin grafts, I'm not good at removing tattoos, wiping my ass, or shaving my pubes. That's five things I can't do.
Well, I mean, even if these fingerprints did perfectly match, I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and it's been proven that the two people have had the same fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are we even doing here? These are clearly the same, but they could belong to anybody.
I mean, there's 8 billion people. I mean, you wanna go check all 8 billion people?
Yeah, 10 fingers each? I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's yeah, that's a long time.
Oh, wait. The bank robber did have a Mike Tyson tattoo, though.
Okay, but out of all 8 billion people, how many people know about Mike Tyson and The Hangover and wanted the same face tattoo?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these could be Mike Tyson's fingerprints for all I know.
Exactly.
I've never seen his fingerprints.
Yeah, so have a nice day.
Yeah, you're free to go. Wait. By the way, Marvin, I wanted to tell you, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to do a skin graft, and I've been practicing on my own ass, so I have a bunch of spare skin if you want to try it.
There you go, Marvin. Can I do a skin graft or what? And you better appreciate it, because I literally gave you the skin off of my ass. That's how good of a friend I am. Hey, if you want some hair, I can give you my ball skin, too.
Guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No, we're not gonna say that. We're not gonna say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that? Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Junior.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're gonna get arrested. Alright, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Reggie!
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne,
and we got Cody as...
Thelma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait, we're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo!
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peepee would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm gonna go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys, he has to see our costumes.
Okay.
Make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peepee!
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bags, but no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fries.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the...
Todd, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Todd, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Todd, your blindfold, put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Then Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh, I think I'm getting it, sir.
Look what you did!
There's no way! I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir!
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes! You know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Keep the Nera! Get in here! Mess time!
You pour for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, oh, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CC's pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all of her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help, there's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here. Someone has been murdered.
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well, then I'll be right there.
Thank you. Please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Junior.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
But we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
Alright, the body's over here!
Zoink, Scoob!
Jinkies!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No!
Oh. Well, all right, gang, there's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Well, look, we're going to solve this murder. We're going to find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway because it's not even that hard.
It is kind of hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he just doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not gonna solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang! We can solve murders just like they do in the show!
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man! Does anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me, watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police?
Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect it.
Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, well, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay, fine. Uh-oh.
Come on, Scooby. She's slipping. She's slipping.
I got her, dude. I got her.
Grab the body. Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Reggie.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops. We are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
Oh, no. See, we're the Scooby gang, and I'm Shaggy. He's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Pee-Pee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd you say?
Kitchen knife.
Yeah, so the kitchen knife, my chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knives. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, look, I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, come on, the body slipping, the body slipping.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there, it's a mask.
Oh, my God, you found a clue, yeah!
Guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue!
Yeah, she totally found a clue!
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this fruit by the foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef Pee-Pee, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes. Duh.
Chef Pee-Pee, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad at that fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
Maybe, but no, not really. I don't even know this lady.
Oh, okay, so you don't know this lady. How do you know she's a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a man?
Because I...
How do you know her pronouns?
I don't know her like that. I'm just assuming.
Oh, wow. And what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Damn, you're right.
And what does asses do? Shit. And you're talking a lot of shit right now, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want from me, Junior?
Did you kill this woman or not?
No, I didn't kill that damn woman!
You swear to God?
I swear to Moses, anybody!
Moses, he didn't swear to God, but he would swear to Moses.
Well, bro, what do you want from me, Junior?
You just forever, for some reason you can't swear to God, but you'll swear to
me. I swear to God, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Junior, they found this mask. It might belong to the killer.
That mask is way too big to fit my small face. Oh, couldn't be me.
Yeah, he's right. This mask would never fit him.
Oh, I guess we have to look for other suspects. Wait a minute.
What now?
When we came to ask you if you wanted to be Scrappy Doo and you thought we were Courage the Cowardly Dog, which is no way close to what we are, I think I saw that mask behind you.
What? No, you didn't? What are you talking about?
Wait, Junior, look right here. It says property of Chef Pee-Pee.
Stop gasping! You know what? Fine! I did it! I did that shit! I killed that bitch! Zoink!
Jinkies!
Let's split up, gang!
But why?
Scooby Snacks!
What?
Look, I killed her because I hate working here, and I want to work for Mr. Goodman, and she stole my job. So I said, if I could sneak up and stab her in the back while she's working and cleaning up, oh, she could die, and it would be a job opening available, and then I could steal all the jobs. It would be mine. And I could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Curse the Cowardly Dog.
Nope, not even fucking close. You had one line, and you messed it up.
Yeah, I should have to be... Is she supposed to say, if it wasn't for you, meddling kids?
Meddling kids, yeah.
Told you I didn't watch the damn show!
You're gonna go to jail for killing someone. You swore to God also, that's fucked up.
This mac and cheese looks good! But I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this is going to be good. Pop that off and get the pulling. I didn't know paprika was this green though. Woohoo, it's going to be delicious. Oh man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready. Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans. It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys! Guys! Come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jolly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy? I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you like turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb, that's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're a broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away. Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody! Wait, dude. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me! Get off of him, Cody!
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us! Yeah! Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible.
Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Oh, wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Officer, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But, wait, prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, you know, beat it, just beat it, but, you know, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. I mean, cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on, so turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
Alright, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us. Like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that?
It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man? You are my childhood hero.
Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks.
But why, Macho Man?
Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop.
Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph...
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arms.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, Doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's going to, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La, 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 just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her her purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her her purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not going to let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm going to do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is the stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not going to like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, hiking super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers, have an ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Timmy? We'll do just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got to get along. That was not it.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, it's so gross.
Ow, God, it burns. Everywhere.
My mouth.
Ow, it's everywhere. Oh, God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm going to turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, ow, you're yanking my arm. It hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Cody, so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, turn on the TV so we can watch LeBron James.
Oh, doesn't LeBron James play with his son?
Oh, dude, pause. Yes, he plays basketball with his son. You have to say basketball.
But LeBron James is the first player to play with his son.
Why are you saying it like that? You're just repeating it. Say it right.
Okay, hey, Cody, you want to watch LeBron now?
Nah, more of an Iman Shumpert kind of guy. What's old Shump doing these days?
He hasn't been in the league in years, dude.
Just out there shumping it up.
Wait, why does Ken have a tiny Cody on his arm?
Oh, well, I caught somebody on a naughty website. So now, instead of looking at other guys, he can just look at me.
He's a doll, dude. He can't get on a website.
No, Joseph.
What website was he on?
Hasbro. He's looking at Mr. Potato Head ass.
Mr. Potato Head ass?
Yeah, the head, the ass, all of it. And it really upset me because I don't even know which hole he was fantasizing about. The ear holes, the arm holes, the eye holes.
Oh, well, you know, jeebing with your left hand is crazy.
Yeah, he is left-handed.
Okay, well, let's watch some LeBron.
Yes. Oh, dude, no! You turned on Dr. Finkel shit!
Okay, let me change it. I really want to watch LeBron play with his son.
Bro, stop saying that. You're going to make me hate basketball.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if it's a rerun.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I have invented this machine to detect alien signals from outer space and determine if they are really trying to contact us. I will now input the coordinates. Beep, 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 beep! I think I'm getting a signal.
You digging in me. You digging in a nigga.
Yes, Jay! I think I have this pointed at my neighbor's house. Maybe this is better? Maybe?
December 3rd, 2024. We will kill all humans.
I am sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you speak up?
I said December 3rd, 2024. We will kill all humans.
Oh my god! That is today! Everybody ran for their lives!
Oh my god!
Oh no! Alien invasion before GTA 6?
Guys, it's just a TV show. Oh my god, Ken! Please get some help!
Cody, being serious, there might be an alien invasion today!
Guys, Dr. Finkelschitz is just a TV show. I think Ken might actually be addicted.
Dude, you know you had to Google search Mr. Potato Head's ass and then put it in his hands.
What? No, I'm not doing this. Ken just has a problem.
It's the news!
Breaking news! Okay. Aliens have sent a video to Earth threatening to kill all humans today. The Secretary of Defense is holding a press conference, and we'll go to that now.
My fellow Americans, today we received a rather threatening message from an alien saying he was going to come down here on Earth and open up a can of whoop-ass. Well, I got a message for you, Mr. Alien. We got a can opener, and a bigger can of whoop-ass, with even more whoop-ass in it. And it's one of those easy-to-open cans that has a little pull tab on it. But if you can't open that up with your weird little alien hands, we got a can can opener so you can open it up and eat all your whoop-ass. Because we got an all-you-can-eat whoop-ass buffet. We got a Golden Corral of whoop-ass. Breakfast, whoop-ass. Lunch, whoop-ass. Dinner, whoop-ass. Dessert, upside-down whoop-ass cake. And then maybe when you get done eating, you can meet our actress, E. Goldberg. We took the whoop out of her name and put it in a can of ass. And we made whoop-ass. So if you're hungry for whoop-ass, come on down here so we can feed you. And if you're not hungry for whoop-ass, don't even come down, because that's all we have to eat.
Okay, guys, I feel comfortable knowing the military has so much whoop-ass.
Heck yeah, dude. If the aliens touch down here, they're going to have to deal with LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, LeBron James stopped aliens in Space Jam 2.
Heck yeah, dude. He's a part of the space defense.
Actually, there were no aliens in Space Jam 2. It was all just an algorithm, and his name was Al G. Rhythm.
Huh? Aren't there aliens in Space Jam?
Yeah, I could have sworn it was.
Well, I've seen the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, me neither, nigga.
So, there's no aliens in Space Jam 2?
No, it's all, like, computer stuff. Like Al G. Rhythm kidnaps LeBron James' son and traps him in the Warner Brothers database.
Wait, LeBron James made a movie with his son playing with his son?
Wait, dude, stop saying it like that, I'm gonna kick your ass!
Well, no, it's actually not his son, it's an actor playing his son. They get an actor to play his wife, too, it's weird.
Why didn't LeBron James get his actual son in the movie?
I don't know, it seems like they could have done that. Oh yeah, and Bugs Bunny dies at the end.
But what?
Then, yeah, like, kind of. But then he shows up again later in the real world, and I don't know how the hell that works. And then Batman's there, and Rick and Morty.
This movie's trippy.
Is Rick and Morty playing basketball?
No, they don't play basketball. They just kind of, like, watch, I guess. And then, you know, it's like everybody that Warner Brother owns the rights to shows up for the big basketball game. And he's, like, playing against other basketball players, but they're all weird. Like, there's a spider lady and a snake lady. And what is that eyebrow guy?
Anthony Davis?
Yeah, him. He's like a bird man, and his name is The Brow. And then there's a guy who can, like, stop time, and that's a problem.
There's no way LeBron could beat all those people.
Well, he does. He does do it. It's hard, but he does it.
How? Does he have superpowers?
I mean, other than being LeBron James, no.
That's a superpower on
There's a power, definitely.
Excuse me, sir?
What is it, Lieutenant Gar?
Our radar has detected a UFO entering Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, that sounds like a hungry alien. He must have seen my commercial for whoop-ass. Poor little fella must have thought we were gonna run out. But we're never gonna run out of whoop-ass. We're overstocked.
Right, so what is it you actually want to do?
Well, does that little alien fuck have Uber Eats or DoorDash?
I don't think so.
Because I personally want to deliver him a can of whoop-ass. Get a 5-star rating.
Wait, you personally?
Yeah, that's right, boy. Go fuel up a jet. Make sure you pack lots of cans of whoop-ass.
Sir, you do realize we don't actually have cans of whoop-ass.
I know that, boy. I'm talking about nukes. I'm talking about rockets. Now hurry up. I don't want that whoop-ass to get cold.
Yes, sir.
And make sure you pack you...
Oh. I guess the alien was not hungry for whoop-ass. Maybe he stopped at McDonald's first. Well, I guess that makes me the Secretary of Defense. And I don't want that to happen to me, so I think the best course of action would be for me to go home and order some Taco Bell. Yeah, chalupa.
Okay, so Al G. Rhythm kidnapped LeBron James' son, but it wasn't really LeBron James.
I don't care anymore. I just want to know if Lola Bunny is hot in this one.
Not as much, but also I'm gay, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Okay, so was Space Jam 2 good?
No.
Okay, well, I think they should have made Space Bam, a football movie with Looney Tunes with Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, and then the other team is nothing but girls, and then if they lose, oh, they have to show their feet so Tom can lick them. Freak yeah.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. Hello?
Greetings, Earthling!
The aliens from Toy Story!
Correct! Which movie?
Oh, shit, they made, like, 4 of those. They're making a 5th one. Toy Story 1?
Correct!
Oh, what are you guys doing here?
Emperor Zurg! He's trying to kill us and probe our asses!
Oh no, well you guys can hide in here!
Thank you! You saved our lives! We are eternally grateful!
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Wait, where's Joseph?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. He kept talking about feet, and I think he had to jeeb.
Oh, you spilled some on your shirt.
Now, did I?
God
damn it, Junior, what's going on? Who are they?
It's the aliens from Toy Story.
You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
You saved their lives?
Well, they said they needed a place to hide, and I said they could hide here.
We will do anything to show our gratitude.
Anything?
Anything.
Anything?
Anything.
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 Junior, I think you should tell them to thank me personally.
But Cody, they each have one less eye than you.
Junior, what are you talking about? They have 3 eyes and I have... Oh, fuck you!
Alright, freak!
What are they doing here?
Well, they said they're hiding from Emperor Zurg because he wants to probe their asses.
Well, I think I need to have a little talk with this Emperor Zurg.
Well, he's on the television right now.
Attention, puny humans! I am Emperor Zurg! You will give me those aliens or I will probe
probe all your asses. You have 120 seconds to decide.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, aliens. We're not going to turn you into Emperor Zurg. Junior, can you help me get my pants off? I want to make it easy for Emperor Zurg.
No, Cody, we got to turn them in. I don't want something in my ass.
Okay, more for me then.
What the hell? What are y'all talking about?
Oh, hey, Joseph. Well, these are the aliens from Toy Story 1.
You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
I saved their lives. They're eternally grateful. And Emperor Zurg wants to probe their asses. And until we turn them in, Emperor Zurg's going to probe our asses.
Guys, don't worry about Emperor Zurg. That's just Buzz Lightyear from the future.
No, Cody, Lightyear sucks. Lightyear's not canon.
Yes, it is, Junior. It says right at the beginning of the movie, that's the movie Andy watched.
Oh, yeah? So Andy watched Lightyear, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then why weren't these aliens in the Lightyear movie? Because in the Lightyear movie, there's no fucking aliens, but in Toy Story 1, there's these aliens. So why are they selling merch of aliens if they're not in the movie? Because in the TV show of Buzz Lightyear, these aliens are in the show. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. And also, why in Toy Story 1, why was there no cat? You know, the cat, you know, the cat that's in the Lightyear movie? I'm sure they would have made merch of that cat in the Lightyear movie. And I'm sure Andy would have wanted the cat to go with his Buzz Lightyear doll.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, no, it's so stupid. It's really dumb. And also, we should probably get Buzz Lightyear's help. Buzz Lightyear, get in here!
I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Oh, he's not going to be any help at all. He just found out he's a toy.
Yeah, he loaded.
Yeah, like a baked potato.
I like Herbie. Fully loaded.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. If it's Zurg, I won't let him in. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I accidentally ordered Taco Bell to your house because I'm over here a lot and I forgot to change the address on the app. So I just want to let you know that so you don't think I'm stealing a package or something.
Okay, what'd you order?
Oh, a chalupa. Extra sour cream, of course.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be.
So you work for the military?
Yeah, yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, well, there's two aliens on my couch upstairs.
Ah, well, I'm actually off duty right now. I mean, there's going to be a lot of duty later after I eat this Taco Bell, you know, in the toilet. It makes me shit.
Oh, well, the alien said that if we don't turn them into Emperor Zurg, we're going to get our ass probed.
Well, nobody's going to want to probe my ass from all the duty. I'm going to have a poopy ass.
What, do you want to say hi to the aliens?
You know what? Yeah, I do.
So, there are the aliens.
Oh, they're Toy Story aliens. I didn't know that movie was real.
Yeah, so apparently Emperor Zurg wants us to turn them in, or he's gonna probe our asses.
Why is your shirt off?
I was promised a good time.
Puny humans, your time is up.
And there he is. Quick, everybody, run! Come on, Emperor Zurg, give me all you got, I can take it! Shove it in! Shove it right the fuck in!
You can have the aliens.
Yeah, please take them.
Come here! Those tight asses are mine!
Oh no, our tight asses!
No! It should have been me!
Okay, well, the Earth is saved, huh? So I'm just gonna go home and eat my Taco Bell.
I will lock the door behind you.
Sorry, I ordered my food to your house. I'll make sure I check the address next time.
Did you happen to order any extra chalupas?
No, I just ordered enough for me, you know, because it's mine. I don't usually order more food for other people because it's not really my problem. But kill us? Why? We already solved the problem. Zurg just left.
Well, if you give us our alien kids back... Hold on. Get your food out your mouth! If you give us our alien kids back, we won't kill you.
Oh, those were your kids? Well, look, we don't have them. Zurg already took them.
What? Where's Zurg? Where did he go?
I don't know. Fucking space. Wherever planet he lives. I don't know. I just want to go home and eat my Taco Bell.
What's your order?
A chalupa with extra sour cream, of course.
Get back!
Hey, my chalupa!
We'll see you next year. Come on, Bo.
Next year? What do you mean next year? What does he mean next year? Is he coming back next year? What? But my chalupa! God damn it, now I gotta wait till tomorrow to get another one. I don't want it tomorrow, I want it now. It's just been a whole day. I wish he'd killed me.
You would have rather died than getting your chalupa stolen?
Yes, actually, I would. I want to be dead.
You want to be dead?
I want to be dead because I don't have a chalupa. If I had a chalupa, I'd want to be alive, which I don't because I don't have a chalupa.
Are they that good?
They're that good, yes!
Marvin, are you ready for movie night?
Yeah, I can't wait to relax and watch a movie with you.
Hey, Danny, where are the straws?
Jeffy, don't bring a drink in here. You're going to spill it.
I don't want to.
You're going to spill it.
Okay, fine.
Jeffy, why did I spill it?
Because you told me to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you were going to spill it. And I said, I don't want to. And you said, you are going to. So then I spilled it. I was only doing what I was told.
Marvin, calm down. Breathe.
You know what? Jeffy, you want to play hide and seek?
Hide and seek?
Yeah, let's go play hide and seek, buddy. Okay, Jeffy, so we're gonna play hide and seek, and you're gonna be the counter, and me and Mommy are gonna go hide. So stand in the corner and count to 10.
10? That's too hard!
Then count to 5.
That's still too hard!
Use your fingers!
I only have 4!
Then count to 4.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so stay in the corner and count, and me and Mommy are gonna go hide. And when you get to 4, come looking for us. But do not go check the room with the red couch. That room is off limits. We are not gonna hide in the room with the red couch, okay?
Okay. 1, 7, 9, 4. All right, I'm coming to look for you.
Ooh, I'm so bad.
What did you do?
I told Jeffy we're playing hide and seek, but we're not playing hide and seek. He's looking for us, and I told him that this room was off limits, so we can sit here and watch a movie, and he's not going to bother us.
Marvin, that's mean.
No, it's smart, because now we can watch a movie, and he's going to be looking for hours, and then he might get bored and fall asleep. So let's just watch our movie.
Where could they be? I bet they're behind the curtains. No, I bet they're behind the pillows. No, not that one or that one. What about underneath the cushions? What about this cushion? No, where could they be?
Marvin, I can hear Jeffy looking around for us out there. It's so sad.
Just focus on the movie.
But Marvin, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Feel bad that he poured water all over the couch. I had to wipe that up.
Oh, man. I've looked everywhere and I can't find him. I guess I'm going to lose hide and seek. I think I hear him. They must be in the wall. The perfect hiding spot. I'm going to find you. I think I see him in there.
What's that noise?
It sounds like he's breaking something.
Jeffy! I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy! What the fuck are you doing?
All right, Daddy, you give up?
Who give up? Why are you sawing a hole in the wall?
Because you and Mommy were hiding in the wall.
No, we weren't.
Then where were you hiding?
In the room with the red couch.
You said that room was off limits, or you cheated.
That doesn't mean you saw a hole in the goddamn wall, you idiot.
Stop hitting me.
I'm not hitting you.
Yes, you are. You're hitting me with your words, and it hurts.
Jeffy, get your ass in that room right now.
Is Mommy still in the wall?
No, no one was ever in the wall.
So then why am I doing this?
Because you're a shithead.
That's fair. I am a shithead.
Come on, Jeffy.
Marvin, what was all that yelling? What did you do?
What did I do? No, Jeffy, tell him what you did.
Happily. Mommy, Daddy lied to me because he told me that we were going to be playing hide and seek and that this room was off limits. So I started looking around the entire house except for this room because this room was supposed to be off limits. Right, Daddy?
Yes.
Exactly. So then I hear voices, and not the voices that are in my head, but your voices, and it sounds like they're coming from the wall. So then I take a crowbar to that hoe, and then I start taking a saw and sawing the wall to help you guys get out. So if you're wondering why I did this shithead behavior, it's because Daddy lied to me.
Marvin, it does sound like it was kind of your fault.
How?
Because you lied.
I just wanted to watch a movie with you, and it doesn't mean that Jeffy should have sawed a hole in the wall.
I thought you were in the wall.
How would I have gotten in there?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
You know what? I'm going to call a doctor to find out what's wrong with your stupid head. Maybe there's some medicine that'll make you think straight. And then I'll also call someone to patch that hole in the wall.
Hey there. Somebody called Dr. Handyman? See, I'm a doctor and a handyman.
Well, Dr. Handyman, my son hit a hole in the wall with a crowbar.
Sounds like shithead behavior.
Indeed.
So I need you to fix the hole in the wall and then fix my son's brain.
Well, one of those things is much easier to fix than the other one.
Well, can you start with his brain?
That was the harder of the two.
Well, can you do anything to his brain to make him not act like that anymore?
Well, maybe you should consider that maybe he's just like this and you should learn to accept him.
I do not want to accept him. Can you do something to fix his brain, you know?
Well, since you asked twice, I do have this mind control helmet I stole from Area 51.
How'd you get to Area 51?
Well, they used to do tours back before COVID. COVID ruined everything. But while I was there, I stole this. See, you put it on somebody's head and they'll do anything you tell them to do. And I mean anything. I mean, I've done unspeakable things with this helmet. I mean, things that would put me away for a long time.
So if I put this on Jeffy's head, he'll do anything I want?
Yeah, he will.
All right, Jeffy, put this on.
What if not have to?
Put it on! Okay, Jeffy has his helmet on. Now what?
Well, you just take this remote and you hold the button down and tell him what you want him to do and he'll do it.
Okay, Jeffy, say please.
Please.
Jeffy, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, it works!
You guys are using it for lame stuff. I thought this would be more fun.
We just want Jeffy to behave and say his manners.
Well, but he'll do anything you tell him to do. Anything!
Oh, okay. Jeffy, tell me about some bad stuff that you've done that I don't know about.
Every time I hear the washing machine finish, I go downstairs and open the door and pee on all the wet clothes, so you think that the clothes are wet from the water, but it's really wet from my pee.
That's why my clothes feel like dry piss!
Oh my god, it does!
Ew!
Sometimes I take your toothbrush and put a little bit of toothpaste on it and brush underneath my toenails and my gooch.
What's a gooch?
It's the spot between your balls and your butthole.
Ew, Jimmy!
Every Thursday night I go outside and find a stray cat and I bring it inside and rub its ass all over your pillow.
That's why I feel like shit! Oh, okay, you know, I don't want to hear anymore, Jimmy. How about you go take a shower and go to bed?
Okay, I will take a shower and go to bed.
Oh my god.
I still think you guys are using this for lame stuff. I have fun when I do it.
Thank you guys for playing Ms. Monopoly with me.
Oh yeah, I'm having so much fun playing the girl version of Monopoly.
But Junior, each space represents something a woman invented.
Oh yeah, like the dishwasher, because women were tired of doing it by hand. And also the retractable dog leash, because women aren't strong enough to pull a real leash.
Well, Junior, they also invented Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Cody.
Whatever, I'm just glad you let me use the Amelia Earhart piece. Hold on, I gotta make it more accurate. Go find her. She's missing. And where's the space where you drop out of college and start OnlyFans?
Hey, guys. Old Moon.
Oh, hey, Jeffy. What's up with the helmet?
Well, my daddy put it on my head because he thinks it controls my brain.
Does it?
No, but I made him think it does, so I screwed around with him for a little bit, and then I got bored and came in here.
What's the last thing he asked you to do?
Well, he told me to take a shower and go to bed.
Ooh, you should pretend the water from the shower shorted at the helmet and electrocuted you. You should pretend you died.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Can we play a different game?
Aww. 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
gotcha, bitch.
Okay, I'll give up.
I win. I am the thumb wrestling champion. All right, you're next. Whip out your thumb.
No, I'm going to go check on Jeffy, make sure he's okay.
You don't have to check on him. The helmet will make sure he does what you told him.
I'm going to go check on Jeffy.
Your thumb is scared. You're scared of my powerful thumb.
Jeffy, are you okay?
Oh no, the water probably short-circuited the helmet and fried his brain.
Oh my god, is he dead?
I don't know, but he could be brain dead.
What do we do?
There's only one thing we can do. Thumb wrestle!
What? No!
Thumb wrestle me, pussy!
No, save Jeffy!
Thumb wrestle me and I'll save him.
Okay, fine. Ow! Okay, you win.
Yes, I am undefeated. I have conquered every thumb that has crossed my path.
Well, help Jeffy.
Okay, let me see. Well, he has a pulse, so he's not dead, but he could still be brain dead.
Well, how do you fix brain dead?
Well, there's not much, but there is one thing. In medical school, I learned this sick-ass, nasty, trap hip-hop song that could wake up anybody.
What? No way.
Oh, it's so hip, and it's so hop.
There's no way it's that funky fresh.
Oh, yeah? DJ, spin that shit.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Get the fuck up off the couch. Time to get your body moving. Don't just sit there and lay and slouch. Yeah, your brain might be gravy. Not coming back like it's Brady. But once you hear this sick ass rap, your brain will be fixed. Well, maybe.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Just wake up that damn brain. Listen to this rap that goes insane. Your brain's all twisted like a hurricane. Get that shit moving like a damn train. When you wake up, we'll pop champagne. Get some strippers and make it rain. Dropping these bars like a Lil Wayne. This song that's hitting like cocaine.
Mic drop on your bitch ass. Shit.
Wait, Jeffy?
What's up, Danny?
Your song worked!
I told you it would!
No, actually, the song didn't do anything. This helmet doesn't work.
Wait, you're telling me that mind control helmet doesn't actually work?
No.
Well, that means all the people that sucked me off actually just wanted to. Wow, I feel a lot better about myself. I thought I was a monster.
Wait. So you're saying that mind control helmet doesn't work?
No, I was faking it the whole time.
Wait, so you were... But we asked you to do stuff and you did it.
Yeah, I was just playing along.
What the? So then what do we do now?
Oh, I'll tell you what we do now. We thumb wrestle!
Alright.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. Ow, 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 okay, you win!
Yay, I win!
Damn it, I'm no longer undefeated.
Okay, how about we get something productive done today and you go fix that drywall?
Oh yeah, well come on, Jeffy. Damn, Jeffy, that's a big ass hole. And this hole in the wall's pretty big too. It's gonna be hard to fix. But luckily in handyman school, I learned a sick ass rap about fixing drywall. So DJ, spin that shit!
Hey, John,
nothing. Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell? Jonathan! David, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I'd get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left. Don't ever leave me. You know Daddy takes really good care of you. I'll give those assholes a rest. I'll just grab one of my nudie mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? That was just right here. Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me. Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here. Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb, you're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look, cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies, you're a woman, it's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have nudie mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy, you never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude, they're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits!
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold! But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro. All
right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You did. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the
covers. No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way! You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
This is a Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
Damn!
Chef Peepee's coming! Hide him!
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Peepee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No.
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run up their pockets. Where my shit at? Run the pockets, fool.
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Peepee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was told.
You don't need a damn blanket. Damn! Where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No,
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Peepy took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph, there's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so, that's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one.
No, that's my girlfriend. I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who is he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one do I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No. The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on.
Whoa.
Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass has this pickle been in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Simmons? Yeah, that's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ossifer. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough. Not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, let's answer it. Let's
answer. All right, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, then why are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie, you didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now, and we paid $14 for them.
Yeah, we paid fair and square, they're ours.
Bullshit, these are worth at least $400. Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
All right, listen, I'm at least going to keep this one. She's hot.
Caprice, my baby.
What about this one? She has big boobs.
You saw her boobies! You know what? No, you ladies are coming home with me. Come on, ladies.
But no, we paid good money for them.
You only rented them. They were never yours.
Oh, but I love Caprice.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I miss you ladies so much. I'll never let you out of my sight again. Wait, where's the Pamela Anderson one? I know I had a Pamela Anderson one. Where is she? Oh, I'll find you, Pam.
Thank you for taking me to Arby's for dinner, Marvin. They have the meats.
Yeah, their roast beef sandwiches are good.
Speaking of roast beef sandwiches, I got two of them smacking together on page 47.
Jeffy, what are you looking at?
Boobies.
What, Jeffy, what?
They're twins, which means they're sisters, which means what they're doing on page 47 is incest. Why would they do that?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be looking at stuff like that.
Marvin, he's 19 years old.
Well, I don't want him looking at stuff like this. So
I'm looking.
No, I'm going to take this and put it in the bathroom so no one else can look at it.
Wait a second. Hey! Come back here, Marvin, and give me that magazine.
I was going to rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it in the trash can.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to flush it down the toilet.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to put it in the bathtub and fill it up and see if it dissolved with the water.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to try to put it in the air vent so it came out the chimney.
No, you weren't, Marvin. Give me that magazine.
Mine.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mine. Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Well, too bad.
There's someone at the door. You should go answer that.
No, we'll go answer. Come on.
Oh, the twins.
Hello?
Have you seen my Pamela Anderson magazine? The twins. I can't believe I forgot about you ladies.
Wait, this is your magazine?
Yeah, it was stolen from me at a yard sale.
Oh, well, here you go. You can have it back.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Too bad, Marvin.
Have you guys seen my Pamela Anderson magazine?
What, this is a Pamela Anderson magazine? I'll find it.
Not if I find it first.
Hey!
Ooh, baby, you looking so damn good in this bubblegum pink bikini. The things that I would do to you. Ooh!
I found her!
No, I found her first!
Wait! Boys are weird.
Get away from Pamela! She's mine!
No, she's mine!
No, she's mine!
Give her back or I'll stab you!
Damn, you can have her! I'll finish one anyway!
Thank goodness! Oh, come on, Pamela! You know I always take a finish on your cover!
Ah! Gross!
No! Pamela!
Hey guys, I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, cause I know it is.
Oh god, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
Alright, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off and then I scraped the maggots off too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh, bowling.
Yeah, you get it live now.
I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it?
No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
I don't want to.
You have to try it.
Okay.
Better try that food.
Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't got to tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit's always good.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use the bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
Why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num 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 num. Or you can keep throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket.
Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
She already forgot it.
I'll call a doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick-or-treat bucket?
That's what I want to know!
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum-Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tom, Tom, please, feel better now. Do you feel better now? Oh, well, you must be really sick if the Tum Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink, my booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch. Well, I guess that didn't work.
Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Peavy said he found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad. I'm going to go yell at the chef.
Chef Pee-Pee, how you doing? Another masterpiece!
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged! Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What, sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand, because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food, because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible? What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up!
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef Pee-Pee. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there. Fuck,
man. Hold up. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling up?
I'm up, dog.
Oh, you talking your shit? You spit in my face, ugly lad, boy.
Hey, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy, and more pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? I flop it anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat, but I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I could be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe, even though that would be in violation of the medical board, and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I hope you ain't. I hope you are. You. Give me your outfit.
Your clothes.
Chef Pee-Pee got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, God. Why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like shit when you water shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread the lips and come, baby!
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. I'm gonna clean all this shit up.
Oh, Doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott quit. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. PP.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up before I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. This is not a penis.
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls, fruity ass! What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no! I'm not giving him no testicular exam! I came here for the women! What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No! Fuck no! I'm not checking your ass! No, I don't want poop on my hands! What's wrong with you? You do it, please.
I gotta see another patient.
What the? No, well, you can't run off like that.
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any fingers in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go.
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef BB, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
What? Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow! What the fuck, man? Why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly. You shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I use my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner.
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow, what the, stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli! Oh,
Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha ha! Chef, you locked in the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Ah, butt licker, butt licker! Ha ha, Chef, you licks butt! Hey, puts his tongue on the butt!
If I don't leave the Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, that identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. So confused.
No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy. Want to be a girl, be a girl.
Mind.
I don't know. I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, goddammit. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive relationship.
This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Oh, okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Ha ha, you spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead, he wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed, admit it.
I did, in college.
Ha ha, he's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
Then play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning, Chuck.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over. Hot.
Chef Pee-Pee, is my Chef Boyardee ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you let Mickey mess his dumb ass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was that little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me. Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you save that for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What, am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get the cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder which ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is a colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle. So if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
My proudest moment. God forgive me. Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy. Fuck.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am a chef.
No shit.
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you.
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready.
And it better look good, too. Oh, my God. This looks amazing! And it smells good, too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today.
Chef Pee-Pee, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart.
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy.
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake.
Man, I love chocolate. You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking.
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm going to pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Don't spend it all in one place.
We should make Chef Pee-Pee cook like this every night.
I know, this actually looks good. Damn it.
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna beat him a lot.
Okay, now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I got to go back to doing brain surgeries now.
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
Well, you don't have to lie. Look, I'm going to go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
Okay, well, I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today.
Ew.
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerds.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody. You frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You made my nigga rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you, because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
Hmm. I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you? It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you gonna do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know, this doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong, she really was into me, she saw my wiener imprint in my pants and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal. Mm-hmm.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Oh, dude, I know the perfect guy. My homeboy, Stanley. Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Because he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm going to go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat, so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just going to be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy. Man, he stay on the prowl. He can't be stopped.
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Himothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me, so I want you to go up to her and ask for her number, and if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So how's it going?
Good. Just hanging out.
All right. I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15. You should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Oh, weirdo.
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was going to ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now.
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek. I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend. He should know I'm your girlfriend.
If a guy asks for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend. Go away.
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulled hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers the question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's going to leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes, I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace. So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich.
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5.
Oh, shit, I mean my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck!
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she would cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's going to beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call Penelope over. I'm going to leave her alone on the couch. And you're going to walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
All right. Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch. And you take this. All right, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.